How close to a done deal is this? What remains left to be resolved?
Yeah, the only piece that really needs to be resolved is the funding mechanism. Otherwise, I guess I would say we're 95% there. We have most of the details of what the bill looks like. Through the legislative process, it's going to have to go through a few drafts and tweaks, but we've agreed on the overall framework of how the bill is going to operate. So other than funding, we're there.
With regards to the specifics of that framework, what does the measure propose?
Yeah, so it's kind of a three-part system. So the way it would work is people can go to a pharmacy in Minnesota, and they can say they're in need of an emergency insulin supply. They would have to fill out a form saying they meet the eligibility criteria that we've set out, and they attest to that. And once they do that, the pharmacy would give them, what's called a minimum packaging unit. So that's either one vial or a pack of pens, whatever the minimum package is. And so that roughly equates to about a 20 to 30 day supply for most people. After that, the form is sent to DHS. DHS verifies the income and eligibility criteria, and if they do qualify, they can receive up to an additional 60-day supply. As part of receiving that additional supply, we're asking folks that would qualify for county programs to go basically have a consultation with the county. To see if they qualify for either health insurance or other, income assistance programs to help solve, kind of their long-term structural financial problem so that they don't need emergency insulin again.
Trying to come up with an agreement on the funding here seems to be a pretty large obstacle to overcome. What's the next step in the process?
I think the next step is, we're probably going to have another meeting here at the same time. But I think we're probably closer on funding than not. I just think it's going to it's going to take a little bit of give on both sides. But we're not in the same situation we were at the end of session. That's what I'll say.
And the governor, of course, came out with a statement today saying that we're at least 60 days overdue on this agreement, obviously pinning it to the timeline of the end of the legislative session. What do you say to the folks out there who have been advocating and who you've been in contact with for quite some time, who've been advocating for having this resolved much sooner than now?
Well, I don't. They know I agree with them. I wish this was done during the last session, or the session before that, or the years before that, when this has been a problem for folks affording their insulin. So, I 100% agree with them. This should be done already. But I'm doing whatever I can, and this whole group is doing whatever we can to. Move forward with the situation now and keep pushing a solution and get this done as fast as we can.
And Senator, I'm sorry, I lost you a little bit.
Yeah.
When you were talking about getting together and continuing talks. When is that happening? Is that happening right now?
We're still working on the timing of that. The summer is difficult to get people together, so. We probably won't be able to get together this week, but we're looking out into the future. I mean, that's just a matter of scheduling.
Beyond the scheduling difficulties, is there a goal in terms of when you hope to come up with an agreement for then the governor to call a special session by the end of summer, or what's the goal?
The goal is always yesterday. We're just going to keep working and see when we can come up with something that we all agree to and that we're comfortable asking everybody to go with.